getting better together. Welcome to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share strategies and best practices so you too can get fired up to create a culture of emotional engagement, wins, losses, and aha moments. Get fired up to grow your business with the Emotional Engagement Stylist. Now, here is your host, Connie Fife.
Hey, I'm glad you're joining us here today, and welcome to Master's Chambers. And this week, every week just keeps getting better and better here with our guests, because this week we have Dr. Wendy Dearborn, who is going to be talking to us about the power of choice. And it reminded me of my choice of when I go to the gym. People tell me that I'm crazy because I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to the gym. But when I was doing it at nighttime, I just found that I was so sluggish and I felt like I was working extra hard just to get that done. So I made a choice that I'm going to go back to working out in the morning, even if I am losing a little extra sleep, because you know what? When I go to the gym, and it sounds crazy, I have more energy all day. I get more work done all day. And by dinner time, I'm ready to relax. And I get a good night's sleep. I get up and I do it all over again. And again, we can be crazy as we want, because you know what? It's our choice. We do what works for us. And Dr. Wendy Dearborn, she is the choice expert. She has this holistic integration that helps you define and also enhance your choices, that decision-making skills to help you support you in creating the life that you say you want to live. And why I really pull that out, what you say you want to live, because so many people say, I want to live in on a Caribbean island, or I want to have my own business, or I want that next promotion on my job. They're saying it, but are you really living it? That's what the difference is, and that's what Dr. Wendy helps us to do. She helps you gain that knowledge and understand the importance of developing your personal empowerment. And that's exactly what that is. And she does it through utilizing the power of your conscious awareness of choice that creates the life that you desire. Because everything that we do in life is about our choices. Wouldn't you agree? And Dr. Wendy understands the power of choice and how it plays an important part of our life. And she has this huge heart. You're going to often find her coaching in shelters for abused women and children and even pets. She recently launched this program that I cannot wait to hear more about. It's called Pull Up Your Big Girl Panties. So I really want to know what that one's about. But in a nutshell, her life choice is really to inspire people to choose for yourself in the best interest of yourself. So Dr. Wendy, welcome to Master's Chambers. How are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful, wonderful. And before we sort of jump into it, I just really want to thank you so much. And of course, all the technical staff for bringing me to your show, for allowing me to be a guest on your show. And yeah, let's do it. I'm ready.
Okay. I love the energy. And yeah, we probably should give a big shout out for our staff, between the engineers, my scheduler, Everybody that helps the team, because it's not just me. There's a whole team behind me that makes this happen. Yeah. So your passion is about choice. And again, everything we do in life is about our choices. Mm-hmm. And it's so appropriate for our show, Master's Chambers, because the show is all about people and organizations and how they can make choices to become masters of their chamber. But okay, All right. Now, you really need to tell me because I'm sitting on the edge of my seat. I want to know, what is pull up your big girl panties?
Pull up your big girl panties and don't get them twisted. Well, there's a little story behind that. And I created an online platform. It's a self-coaching platform. And this is primarily for women, although I do get a lot of hits from guys who are telling me, well, yeah, I've pulled up my big boy panties, so to speak. But I created this platform so that people can self-coach themselves. Because as you have said, I'm all about choice. But in order for you to know what you want, in order for you to choose, you have to have clarity. And that clarity has to come from within. So I was having a particularly hard time, Connie, regarding something to do with business. And I was actually feeling really down and blah, blah, blah. And this thing came across my Facebook page, and it was this little old lady who was holding a pair of serious granny drawers about the size of Texas. And the caption said, pull up your big girl panties. it said, pull up your big girl panties or something like that and deal with it.
Okay.
And it was so appropriate for me in that moment because it was like, Wendy, really, just make some choices, do what you need to do and move on. Don't get stuck in all the stuff that's gone on that you can't change. What can you change? What can you do? Move forward. And it really kicked me in the butt. And from there, I thought, wow, this is something that I can bring forward for women or for people in general to assist and support them. Pull up your big girl panties. Don't get them twisted. What you gonna do?
And but don't we do that too often though?
Yes.
We come to a crossroads and we start pulling out all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's happened. And but that happened and that happened. Oh, well, I tried that and it didn't work before. It almost gets us, stuck or even paralyzed in that situation where we can't move forward or we can't make any decisions or choices for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is something that, as you said, many people do. It goes from, of course, better the devil you do than the devil you don't. But it also deals with our learnt behaviors, the things that we know. And even if it's not good, we know it. So there's a safety in being in the place of what we know versus moving forward. And people do this a lot. They do this a lot, and to the detriment, you know.
Yes.
your history. One of the things I say is your history is just that. It's your history. It's not your destiny unless you choose it to be.
Right.
You get to choose what your destiny is. You know, very, very important. That's very important to me.
It is. It is. But you make a good point, though, that when people get stuck in a place of comfort, good or bad, I know what this is going to bring me. And when we have to make that change or take a step forward, it's that fear of the unknown. And I mean, we all have that. I mean, we all have that fear of the unknown. But, you know, what pushes us forward then to make those decisions that, okay, and we're going to, go for the best of it. We're going to make it happen. Maybe we have to deviate or make changes, but at least make it happen or at least make that effort.
I actually think that one of the things that really will propel, or a couple of things that will propel people forward. Number one, the desire to have whatever it is that you are wanting. That is a nuclear propellant in itself. And also, I think sometimes recognizing that where you are is not where you would be able to stay. There's that innate thing that says, you know, you may think that you're going to stay here, but you're not. You're going to be going somewhere. So why not create? Why not have control? Why not use that control to create what it is that you want?
Right.
But by and large, Connie, I think it's the desire. There's this desire to have something different. And of course, I'm a huge one in believing, or I believe in, feel the fear and do it anyway. And I think I want to quote me Susan Jeffers. She was the author of that book, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. And it's a phenomenal book, you know, because it really does assist and support you in, okay, so I'm scared. What do you do? A good dose of fear will keep you on your toes and assist you in moving forward and making good choices for self.
Right, right. And making good choices. And it's also the why. Why do I want to go there? You know, what is that why that I'm desiring that I need to make this different choice in my life? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's a very difficult for a lot of people to make a choice that's going to change their journey in their life. And, you know, and it's positive, but a lot of times they don't see it that
mm-hmm.
way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is true, because as you said, you know, change for people is very, very scary. And when you look at the why, and you're doing that self-discovery, in addition to the why, to ask yourself, really, what are you wanting? For me, that's one of the most powerful questions you can ask yourself. What am I wanting for me in this moment? Not, you know, what my mom thinks I should have, or my husband, or the mm-hmm. kids, you know, the preacher, pastor, whoever. Not
right.
that, but what am I wanting for me in this moment?
Yes.
And that's one of the most powerful things that you can ask yourself, especially if you answer, which you should, in truth and honesty. You made mention when you were introducing me that I work with the women at Shade Tree, which I do. And this is something that many of the women have never been asked. Sometimes they don't even know how to actually answer. You know, like they're confused. Well, what do you mean?
What do I want? Dr. Wayne, I'm going to have to break you there, because when we come back from break, we're going to talk more about that. And we'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay. You say yes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Call called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hey, we're back, and joining me today is Dr. Wendy Dearborn. So, Dr. Wendy, I'm curious to hear more about, you shared with me that you had a near-death experience, when you were 21?
Yes, I did.
Okay, if you could share more about that, and then how that really catapulted you and your dedication to life and understanding the importance of personal empowerment.
When I was 21, as you just said, I had a near-death experience, and the trigger for that was seriously being in a bad relationship. You know, when I look back now, I'm like, at 21, what did you know? But evidently enough to know that I was in a bad relationship, and as a downflow, that impacted my health. The stress of the relationship impacted my health. I contracted a disease called a sarcoidosis, which manifests, it's an autoimmune disease and manifests as a cross between TB and cancer for all intent and purposes. And in black women between the ages of 20 and 30, it can definitely be life-threatening. My younger sister died from this. The sister who was underneath me, Rosemary, she passed away from this. So it can be lethal, particularly in black women or women of African origin. There's something in our genetic makeup that doesn't fight the disease well. So anyway, that being said, I had a near-death experience. They weren't ready for me. They booted me back into my body and back down to earth, which I have to admit, I mean, I hear other people who've had this experience. They sort of say, they were really ticked. I was really PO'd. I was not a happy camper because it was really fun up there. But that's a whole nother story in itself. But what I learned from that, Connie, was this, that one of the things that I was shown was a mural. It almost looked like a wall. Okay. And I was only 21, but I saw all these dots on this wall. And then there were all these little vignettes of things that I had chosen to do. And from there, I realized as I connected the dots that everything that I had done, irrespective of the impetus, irrespective of what anybody was doing in my life with me at the time, I was the one who made the choice. And so therefore, I realized that everything that we do, not just me, that we do, is predicated upon the choices that we make. Yes. And so therefore, I have dedicated my life from that point forward to bringing this awareness to people that your life is as powerful as you choose it to be. Where for your listeners out there, wherever you find yourself in life today is predicated upon the choices that you have made. Doesn't make it good, doesn't make it bad. It is a fact. And so for me, this is one of the things as to why I am dedicated to bringing this particular gospel of awareness to people. Your life is all about choices and the choices that you make.
Well, you could definitely hear that passion just coming through in your voice and what you're saying. Now, I know you also have your own talk show, which is called My Life, My Choice. Mm-hmm. And you're also working on your second book about life and choices.
Yes. Yeah.
So is this inspiration just carried with you? I mean, I mean, you've had such a tragedy in your life. I guess my question is, what really keeps you going? And because so many people say, well, I've taken steps to make choices and to keep going in my life, but it sounds like you just move forward and never look back.
Do you know, Cody, you say that, and it just brings up this flood of emotions within me. I don't know how to explain it other than after my near-death experience, mm-hmm. and that was 30-something years ago, I am compelled. It's almost like a magnet that is pulling me to do this. When I don't do this, when I'm not living and breathing because it's my truth,
right?
I feel it. I start feeling unwell, and it's a little reminder. When do you not living your truth? And the fact that I want people to succeed, but not based on what I think is good for them, mm-hmm. but based on what they know is good for them and the recognizing of that fact.
So I know that you write books, you have your own radio show, mm-hmm. you have an institute. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But so what do you do for downtime for you? For Wendy, I mean, how do you take that deep breath and recharge yourself and say, okay, I'm ready to go again?
Okay, there are a couple of things I like to do. I am a romance novel buff. I love romance novels. I can get lost into the nothingness of a romance novel.
Okay,
I really do. Some of my clients, they're like, You read romance? Of course I do. I love romance. I'm so romantic. I love romance novels. And I can get lost. It's easy reading. The other thing that I like to do is I love to cook. I love to recreate. And I do actually find this very relaxing. Like I when I cook, I recognize that color is important, like for our different energy vortexes, the different chakras.
Right.
So when I cook, I try to make sure that every chakra has been addressed with the food that I prepare. So it's a challenge for me, but it's a good challenge because it's creative, it's an outlet, it's short, and the end result is I get to eat it, and I really love to eat.
What's your favorite dish?
My favorite food above all has to be curry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. That's not mine. But
no, my favorite food above all is definitely curry. I've got to say curry.
Okay. Okay. Well, you're a walker too, aren't you? I know. I heard you say that I'm not a hiker, but I am a walker.
Yes.
So what's the difference?
I do. Hiking is a little bit strenuous. You know what I mean? That takes you over these little lumps and bumps and humps, and I like to eat, and it's not conducive for me to hike, but I do love walking. Walking is something that, because I'm from London, and walking is something that, you know, it's something that you do quite a lot of, or what we used to when we were growing up.
Okay.
And walking for me, I can clear my mind. I don't need a headset. I don't need all the earbuds, whatever they call them these days. I don't need any of that. All I just need, even if I'm walking in a residential area,
right.
I can walk and I can get back in touch with me. I'm also a huge meditator.
Okay. Huge. Yeah, that's something I really just started getting into recently. But I want to go back to those earbuds. Hate them. Oh, hate them. My ears hurt.
I have to agree. No, they don't sit very well with me either. They don't sit very well.
But I'll do the same thing midday. My dog will remind me it's time for a walk. So mm-hmm. I'll go for a walk around the neighborhood, go check the mail, come back, mm-hmm. you know, talk to the neighbors. But never really got into romance novels, though.
Oh, I love them.
I remember one I read, maybe a few years ago. I picked it up. I'm like, oh, let's read this. And about a year later, it was on Lifetime Television for women. And I thought, oh, well, I could just watch the movie. I don't need to read the book.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Well, when did you realize that you were going to be able to create a business around your passion? I mean, what was that aha moment?
The aha moment, I truly believe, came for me when I was working, because I worked in a hospital and various other places. And I think the aha moment came for me was when I actually needed and wanted to take leave and they told me that I couldn't. And I was like, this isn't going to work for me so well.
Okay.
And I was young enough to recognize that this would not work for me. In addition to after my near-death experience, I realized that in order for me to be as effective as I was being compelled to be, I would have to do this in an environment where I had certain amount of control.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I hear that from a lot of guests that say that as mm-hmm. well. So I guess you had that same concern in London as we do here for many people in the U.S. as well.
Yeah, the same problem, honestly, the same problems, whether they be environmental, whether they be emotional, mental, it doesn't matter where you are.
Doesn't matter.
Yep.
We may sound a little bit different, but it's all the same in
it's
the end.
The things,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get ready to go for a break, but mm-hmm. I just want to remind everybody what time it is. It's giveaway time. And today mm-hmm. I'm giving away a free copy of my new book, Marketing Master. So call 1-800-930-2819. And today's third caller is going to be receiving a copy of the book. We'll see you real soon, right after the break, when we'll be talking more with Dr. Wendy.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Now Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Hello, welcome back, and today we're talking with Dr. Wendy Dearborn about not making a conscious choice is a choice, how to make good choices, and the importance of clarity. Well, Dr. Wendy, I was really interested to learn more about your institute and the services and the programs that you offer there.
Okay. Adassa James Institute, quick history on that. I don't have any children. And so when I got married, I said, you know, when I create my corporation, whatever I'm doing, I'm going to name it after my children. Well, I didn't have any children. So what I did was I named it after my parents. My mother's middle name is Adassa, which she hates. And my father's first name is James, which he hates. So I took those two together. I put those two together and I called my corporation Adassa James Institute.
Oh.
So in this institute that I created, it is a holistic institute that, because I also do reflexology, I'm a master aromatherapist amongst other things, and I do that in addition to coaching. And coaching for me, again, is all about choice, not to, you know, beat the point, but it's all about choice. So that's what I do. I help people to really tap into what it is that they're wanting. And then we work with the physical, the reflexology, and also I do nutrition, but from the standpoint of inclusion. You know, I'm not huge on, you know, you can't eat this and you can't eat that and don't eat this and you don't eat that. I come from a place of inclusion. You may want to include into your diet this, and this.
Okay.
And sometimes when people do that, they find that they don't want some of the things that might be less healthy for them. But everybody's an individual, Connie. Everybody. So everybody has to be looked at differently.
Differently. Now, your institute is in Nevada. Now, does someone have to go physically to your institute, or do you have online programs as well?
Oh, no, I actually do have online programs. And, you know, in the break, we were talking about technology. And this is one of the things that I am facing is creating the online environment, which the Dr. Wendy Dearborn's Learning Center is in the process, really is in the process of coming to fruition, so that people can go there and get some of the services that don't require me to touch you physically.
Okay.
You know, so it's like learning how to communicate, learning about your diet, what you want to add, even about aromatherapy, how that can assist and support you.
So you could do all of this online through an assessment or some type of tool that you're creating with your online portal. Okay. Yes. Well, that makes sense then. So people can find you. Well, how can people find you? What is the web address for that site?
The web address in the interim would be itsmylifemychoice.com. So again, itsmylifemychoice.com. And of course you can definitely get me at drwendy@itsmylifemychoice.com.
Okay, so it's my life, my choice, and that's ITS, correct? It's
yes,
my life, yes. mychoice.com. Okay, just wanted to clarify that. So, I mean, you have a lot of projects really going on.
Yes, I do.
Through everything, I mean, looks like you've had a great deal of success, business success, personal success, even after mm-hmm. after your tragedy. What would you say, or what could you share would be your most memorable business failure?
My most memorable business failure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was really not listening to self. And this was back in the day. This was way back in the day. I've always had that entrepreneurial spirit.
Okay.
And this was pre near-death experience. A friend of mine, who I was in college with, actually, we had decided, or I had decided, I wanted to go into business making, I know you know this, Connie, you know, macrame plant hangers?
Oh, my God, I used to do that, too. My daughter was a baby, and my basement was all set up. I had a little tool area and my macrame. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay. So my dad
we're dating ourselves now.
I know. But my dad had built me this thing where I'd be able to do these hangers. And I actually like the tables, the glass table hangers. Mm-hmm. And I would do that and have the glass cut and beveled. And, you know, so I decided that I was going to go to all these different, like florists and see if they wanted yada, yada, yada. And I went out there, did the lead work. Yes, we got some orders. And I started getting orders, and so my girlfriend was on board with me, and da-da-da-da-da, and I was working, and I kept saying to her, yeah, how's it going? She said, fine. I cut the macrame cord, and Dad built her the frame to work from, and yada-yada. And, you know, I had orders to fill. And my portion was complete.
Okay.
But Burns wasn't. And for me, it was an epic failure because after that, the trust that I had built with the various vendors per se, or the clients, it was gone. And so that was an epic failure. Mm. And to hone that down, to bring it to a nutshell, the epic failure came from not listening to self, because self was telling me she's not doing it. And the other part of me was like, nah, she would never do that to me. She would never do that to us.
Yeah, that's a tough part about finding partnerships. Or
yes.
I mean, at no matter what level, whether it be macrame or anything else. And and by the way, in addition to macrame, I was also doing ceramics.
Yeah, I did that too. I did that too.
Yep. I was like, okay, at the time I was a stay-at-home mom, so let's figure out what we're doing. So yeah, every Tuesday night would be ceramics night.
Yes.
That's funny.
Yes.
Maybe that's where we crossed paths a long time ago.
Yes, darling. Yes, macrame and ceramics. Yeah, that was my epic failure.
How would you suggest, really quick, how would you suggest for someone that would want to get started in a business, whether it be macrame or coaching or something else? How would you suggest they make that choice to get started?
In clients who do come to me, and this is one of their things, it's not necessarily what you want to do, but it's the end result that you want to have. What do you want a business to do for you? Do you want to retire on the beach? Do you want to be able to work from the beach? Do you want to have your hands in it? What is it that you are wanting this business to give you? And not just the finances, but what else? Do you want to be fulfilled? Is it your passion? Are you philanthropic? What is it that you are wanting this business to give to you outside of money? Mm. Freedom. And that to me is huge, because many people say they want money, and then it's like, no, well, you know, I really didn't want the money, because I didn't want to be tied to, like, and I know we're on time here. People will go and get a restaurant because they can cook or they're a chef, and then they realize, I don't want to be tied to a restaurant.
That's a lot of work.
I just want to cook.
Yeah, my family had a restaurant, and it's a lot of work.
It's hard work. And so, so it's knowing what you want your business to do for you, what you want from it, outside of the financial wherewithal. What do you want from it?
No, great advice, great advice. Well, we're heading into break. And remember, if you want a copy of my book, call in to 800-930-2819. And we'll be right back because coming up is the lightning round where I'll be putting Dr. Wendy in the hot seat. So stay tuned.
She stood in the street, smiling from my head to her feet.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
You are listening to Master's Chambers. I'm Connie Fife, your host, and joining me today is Dr. Wendy Dearborn. Well, Wendy, are you ready? Because right now, it's all about you. This is our lightning round. That's right. You're now in the hot seat, and I am going to be asking you 10 questions. Okay. And you may answer, or you may pass, but we'd like you to answer.
All right.
Now, number one coming up is, what is your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show. Oh, I'm so ashamed to say this. My favorite TV show is, I think at this moment, NCIS.
Okay. Your favorite celebrity crush?
My favorite celebrity crush, I would have to say Denzel Washington.
Okay. Your hidden talent?
I am a reincarnated chef cooking.
And the next one, I think you already answered, your go-to comfort food.
Curry.
Curry. Your most influential person?
hands down, it has to be my mother. No doubt, it has to be mom.
And what is your worst habit?
I don't think I have any, Connie. But if I was to really, really, really look, oh, Connie, I'm bossy. I'm really, really bossy.
You know, most entrepreneurs are.
I'm really bossy, Connie. I'm just bossy. And it's not always an attractive thing, but I'm bossy. I would say bossy.
All right. Who is your cheerleader, the person that keeps you going?
I would say my husband. I would definitely say my husband, Dee.
Nice. And could you imagine living your life any other way?
No, and I wouldn't choose it. Everything that's happened to me, my sister dying, I was giving her last breath, but everything. No, I wouldn't. I'd live it just this way. It's perfect.
And what advice would you give to your younger self?
The advice that I would give to my younger self is to always, always, always live in your truth. Live your truth. Speak your truth. Be your truth. And listen to your intuition. It's never wrong.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, we're nearing the end of our show. Why don't you let our guests know again how they could reach you?
You can reach me at itsmylifemychoice.com. Again, itsmylifemychoice.com. Or Dr. Wendy at itsmylifemychoice.com. And, of course, the telephone number, and you will usually get me, is area code 702-425-8589. Again, area code 702-425-8589.
You know, the one thing that I was looking when I seen on your bio is your favorite success quote. I really would like you to share that with our listeners because I thought that was really interesting.
That the world is your oyster, open the shell, take the pearl out. Well, that's something that my mother had always said to me. I remember her saying this to me from a child. You know, the world is your oyster. And she would say, sometimes you have to dig deep. You have to dive deep to get it. But once you get it, i.e. do the work, you then open the shell and you take your pearl out. And that's your reward. And so that's my favorite quote. And I remember that. It's part of what I do as I move forward. When something's not working right, it's like, Wendy, dig deep. The oyster's down there. And when you open the shell, when you get to it and you open the shell, you're going to find a beautiful pearl. And so that's from my mom.
That is beautiful because you always hear the world is your oyster. But open the shell and take your pearl out. I just thought that was really beautiful. Mm-hmm. So you can thank mom for us.
Yes, I can, and I do.
And when can we expect your next book to be coming out?
My next book, I am projecting 2017. I was going to say the end of 2016, but my intuition realistically says 2017. And it's going to be on the power of choice and, you know, you have to choose for self because at the end of the day, it is about you. I say to the women at Shade Tree, you know, I can't breathe for you. You can't breathe for me. And everybody in the medical profession will validate this. I can only breathe for you for a certain period of time if I'm giving you mouth to mouth because you cannot live on my carbon dioxide. So therefore, you need to be able to breathe for you. Your life begins with you. It ends with you. The middle bit is you. You're the common denominator in it. And what strings it all together for me, of course, is choice. And so I'm going to package that in the book so that people can take that information and utilize it in the best way for themselves that they choose.
Nice, nice. Now, you have a book that's currently out, though.
Oh, yeah. I wrote a book on green smoothies. And again, the thread that runs through that is choice. Again, I'm all about a diet of inclusion versus a diet of exclusion. People don't like being told not to. It sets up this mental barrier. So it's called Green is for Life, a simple guide to creating healthy, life-giving green smoothies. And there's not a lot of recipes in there, but it's a book that's the nuts and bolts on how to add nutrition into your life utilizing green smoothies.
Interesting. And I like how you've tied that together with it being all about choices in your life.
It is. Everything that we do is choice, because when I talk about the book, that's right. One of the things that I say to people, you know, the core that runs through this is you get to choose. This, again, the book's not about telling you you shouldn't eat, you know, French fries, or you shouldn't eat this. That's not my job to tell you that. What my job is, and I feel it is to give you other options so you can make the choice what you want to do.
Right. And if they want to eat the French fries, well, then they can eat the French fries.
Exactly.
Then get up and go to the gym at 4 o'clock
in the morning. 4 o'clock in the morning. I heard that. Do you know, my heart, I had a palpitation when I heard you say that. I thought, did she say 4? And then you said it again. And I said, yeah, I had a palpitation. That's just like, yeah.
She said 4. That alarm goes off. And I'm like, okay, we could do this. Let's go. We'll make it happen. And then I know at the end of the day, I don't have to do it.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
It works.
Exactly.
Yeah, it works for me. Well, today we've been talking with Dr. Wendy Dearborn. And the power of choice is yours. Live your dreams and you will live your life. So I'm going to say bye for now, but I want you to listen in next week right here at Master's Chambers, because coming up is Tim Reed, all the way from the land down under, Australia. I'm going to be calling this an international show pretty soon. But for more really great tips on how you can create your emotional engagement, make that choice. And to learn more about today's guest, head on over to my website at ConnieFifeSpeaks.com. I'll see you over there. Thanks for listening and have a great week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Tune in each Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices so you too can create a culture of emotional engagement, getting better together. Connie is available for corporate speaking and executive training. To book Connie or to catch the archive, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.